I'm Johnny DiLorenzo.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classic.
It sure is.
It's summer preview time.
All right.
One of my favorite things. I love this.
I know.
I'm keeping it. Top five movies you're most anticipating this summer.
All right. Let's take one that I think everybody's going to see that I'm interested in because I love dinosaurs. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
Okay. You're excited about this.
Well, I'm excited about seeing this. This is a populist film that I really... I like the idea that they're endangered, that these dinosaurs are endangered.
Uh-huh.
I like the idea that Chris Pratt is coming back.
Okay. And you like that last one? That was a mess. Solo.
Yeah.
A Star Wars movie, right?
Yeah, boy.
A prequel.
10 years before.
Young Han Solo. So there was some drama behind the scenes on this movie. The original directors were fired because the studio thought that they were off and running in a different tonal direction than they had anticipated.
Okay.
And so they brought in Ron Howard to clean things up and bring it home. And this guy who plays Han Solo looks like he's fun. Donald Glover's the young Lando Calrissian.
Everybody's interested in what Han Solo was doing before he met Luke.
I think Chris Pratt would have made a great young Han Solo.
Yeah, but he may be a little too old now.
Might be too old. All right,
now what?
Let's move on.
Tom Cruise is back.
I know. You just picked on one of my. I'm excited about this one. Talk about a trailer. That thing is crazy. I love that trailer for the Mission Impossible. What's it called? Fallout?
Every Cruise film now has a stunt.
Oh, at least.
Yeah, but they have a big one. They had to try to outdo. It's the same director.
Christopher McQuarrie.
Yes. Who did the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
He had quipped. The poor SOB who's going to have to do the next sequel after they had the one where Cruise comes out of the plane. This one, they've got him skydiving.
Oh, that's the stunt you're talking about? He learned to fly a helicopter.
Yes, he's got it right. Yes.
It looks fun.
And then he is flying his own helicopter with other helicopters around it.
Love it.
What's not to like? And I will be the only guys who will like this movie.
All right, it's crazy.
Because we love
Cruise. Well, the last one was a big hit.
Yeah.
The last Mission Impossible was a big hit. Interestingly enough, those movies get better.
Oh,
it's
I
one
agree.
Of the only franchises in which the films actually get better.
And I think McQuarrie is going to try to give even more depth to Cruise's character.
Mm-hmm.
So I like everything they do.
Okay.
Now, this means you have to make a judgment about Ocean's 8.
You're looking forward to that?
Well, I'm looking forward to how ladies are going to pull off a heist.
They're perfectly capable of pulling off this heist. I was sort of vaguely interested in it when I heard about it, but then I saw the trailer. It looks bad to me.
The trailer is not inspiring. I don't know. I saw them cutting through. But Sandy Bullock can usually be counted on. Cate Blanchett, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Anne Hathaway, all right. I'll wait and see.
It's great cast.
Yeah.
Nothing to... The cast is amazing. I would like to see them come together in service of something better than the Ocean's movies, which I don't even like. The Ocean, when they're got guys in them.
One of my favorite actors I don't see enough, Benicio del Toro, is in Sicario.
Are we just doing your top five?
I thought I hit one of yours.
You did. You stumbled on the Tom Cruise one, but go ahead.
Well, I'm just excited about Sicario.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that whole south of the border drug dealing.
I'm embarrassed to say I have not seen Sicario in its entirety.
Oh, okay.
You're the first one, so I want to see that. And I am excited about this one because Denis Villeneuve, who directed the first one, has become such a powerhouse director. I really want to go back and check that out.
All right, so what other one are you looking for?
Okay, let me give you one of mine, okay? Deadpool 2.
Oh, terrific.
It was such a fun surprise, the first one. Here's a rated R superhero movie that pulls no punches and is genuinely funny. Some darker tones to it. Josh Brolin hot off his performance in The Avengers. The Equalizer 2 with Denzel Washington.
Oh, I liked that first one.
The first one was nice little, taut little kind of B movie.
Bad boy.
Right?
Yes.
I'm looking forward to this B movie.
Yeah. 14 years later, they finally come through Incredibles 2. And I've often heard people use that same term in describing cinema classics. It's incredible. The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.